So there's a list of Jerusalem's most wanted priests right there who have been convicted for what? Marrying foreign women who had... Now, why was this against the law? Foreign women had different gods. Now, many of us, how we can relate to this today, and I've seen it all my life, but many of us, many friends of mine married men and women who were from maybe different faiths. And I tell you what, nothing is harder to overcome than that. Matter of fact, I would say maybe one marriage that I know of has ever made it, that have married a different faith. Many people that are Protestants marry Catholic, and those are hard marriages. That's not a different God. If you marry a Jew, that's not a different God. But boy, I tell you, the ideals are different. But it's that kind of same deal that's going on here. But these priests, they were priests in Israel. They were priests of the one God, the God that created everything that ever was and ever is, that is and ever will be. This God was not a God who showed himself on the altar with beautiful gold and jewels. This is an invisible God on the altar. But everybody else, these foreign women, everybody around this people worship multiple gods. So according to the Jewish standards, a Jewish priest could not marry a person who did not serve the God of Israel. So Malchijah, who was a holy man, married a person who was not of the Jewish descent. So you have a holy man now connected with a woman who was considered unclean. And because of his decision, he had been demoted to the what? The dung gate. If you think about this, you have this holy man enforcing purity and integrity throughout the city, but at night, he was sleeping with the enemy, wasn't he? It's amazing how sometimes in life, in order for God to redeem our brokenness, in order for us to be used by God, every now and then, we need to reconnect with God's grace. Romans 3:23 puts it like this. All have sinned and fall short and are justified freely by God's grace. Let's read that together. All have sinned and fall short and are justified freely by His grace. Who do you think all is in that? That's right. Us. All of us. All of us have fallen short. Every single one of us. Grace now comes from a Greek word. And if you've been a part of the newcomers class, you've heard this before. Grace comes from the Greek word, if you speak Greek, I apologize ahead of time, charis. And it's the unmerited favor of God freely bestowed upon those totally unable to return the favor. The unmerited, that's a literal translation of charis. The unmerited favor of God freely bestowed upon those totally unable to return the favor. I can't see that background on the TV. See, that's my ADD kicking in. I don't know if I have it, but I'm sure I do. I didn't realize that had those shadow words, so I apologize if that is confusing you. All of us are filled with trouble. All of us are messed up. But God says, I'm going to give you grace. It's something you can't earn. It's definitely something you do not deserve. John Wesley knew something about grace. Wesley knew that grace wasn't prescriptive, but he knew grace was progressive. You see, grace isn't a one-time project. It is a lifelong project. 2 Peter reminds us, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We continually need to grow and put ourselves in situations where we can grow. We are called to grow in grace. Each day, you and I, as followers of Jesus, grow in God's grace. Wesley knew well what grace was because he messed up at home especially. He did so many things for the outside world, but at home he was a failure. Wesley knew grace was progressive. It looked like this. Wesley understood that the first part of grace was prevenient grace. Prevenient grace. It's a grace that comes before you mess up. This is a grace, in Wesley's words, it's the light shining within us. That light within us that we're born with, that shines within us, that makes us long to find godly relationships.